that Jesus Christ loves each one of you with an eternal love. Nothing you have done or will ever do can separate you from his love, and he wants you to be in a relationship with him. He died and rose again so that you could have eternal life and be forgiven of your sins, a gift of salvation for you. If you haven't asked him to be the Lord of your life, he is calling out to you today. Maybe you believe in him, but you haven't really made that commitment to follow him. Sure, you're in church on a regular basis, and you've been here for many years. You put your friends on the prayer list, but other than Sunday morning, that's the only time you spend worshiping or thinking about knowing more about Jesus. Maybe today you're ready to take that next step and turn over a new leaf and decide it's time to be committed to Christ in every part of your life and serve him as you grow in relationship with him. In Romans 10, chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, we read, "Because if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and in your heart you have faith that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Trusting with the heart leads to righteousness, and confessing with the mouth leads to salvation. The scripture says, all who have faith in him won't be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek, because the same Lord is Lord of all, who gives richly to all who call upon him, and all who call upon the Lord's name will be saved." The invitation isn't a static or a one-time event. It's the beginning of a lifelong journey. And as faithful disciples, we have to ask ourselves daily, am I doing what God wants me to? What God requires of me? The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 to 27, "All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternally." I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else about it, then missing out myself. Those are Paul's words for us. And I think they have a lot to say for us, because it is an ongoing training. As Christians, we never get to the finish line until the day we die. We continue training to get closer to God each and every day. I passed out commitment cards to everyone. And I would like each of you to fill one out, because it's not just asking you to make a first-time commitment. It's asking you to be honest with yourself and with God and mark where you are in your relationship with God. There are 7 options. No, today I'm not ready to make a commitment. No, but maybe someday. No, but I want to with all of my heart. Yes, today for the first time I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Yes, I have already accepted Jesus Christ. The year was about. Yes, someday, and I will be ready for even a closer walk with the Lord. Yes, and today I am ready for a closer walk with the Lord, growing to include the following. Jesus is my guiding light, my compass, my lighthouse. I will ask the Lord for that peace that passes all understanding. I will strive for my speech and behavior to please the Lord. I will strive for my attitudes, values, and thoughts to please the Lord. I will be passionate about the Lord as the priority of my life. I will strive to be able to explain clearly what I believe and why. I will look forward to having a constant awareness of the Lord's presence. I will strive for others to see Christ in my life, words, and actions. At each major decision of my life, I will ask, what would Jesus have me do? I will bring the Lord into my marriage, my family, and all my relationships. And I will allow Christ to love others through me, even those who are different from me. After you fill this out, I would like you to bring it forward when you come forward for communion. And I will have one of the offering plates empty for you to put it in. And if you have an offering to help with the ministries at Hillcrest Community Center, I invite you to put it in the treasure chest that's in front of the communion table also. They do have a special need at this time because they have electrical work that needs to be done. And because of the electrical work, the clothes closet's been closed for a while. So it is a special issue that needs attention. And if you wish to help, please do so. As we prepare to come to take communion together, today we are celebrating with Christians around the world on this World Communion Sunday. As we remember how Jesus committed his life to each of us, while we were yet sinners, he gave his all so we could be forgiven of our sins and have eternal life.